used to be the one in charge of the church. And it's like right across from our house.
Yeah.
It's the same church I got married at.
You heard that, folks. If you want to try to find Eric, find a church in Mississippi and then go across the street. If his house is there, just go to every house across the street from a church.
There's like an 80% chance you'll get shot at all those houses.
Also in Mississippi with how many churches 20% there are. 20%
of the time you're going to hit like the actual parish or whatever the fuck where the preacher man lives. But
oh, yeah. There's a name for that. There's like a name for like where the preacher lives.
Parish is one word for it, but
we just called it the preacher's house.
The preacher's house. Yeah.
From what I hear,
preacher's house.
Every denomination likes to make up a new word for it.
Do you know that those don't get taxed?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing that you can, like, if you just have a house where, like, a preacher lives,
to be fair, in these, like, small town churches with, like, you know, like a 50 people max, like, you know, attendance thing going on. Like, yeah, and then the preacher man lives on a small house, a small humble house right next to the church itself.
What's the reason we don't tax religion?
Because it would be really cruel for smaller religions, I think.
No, because this that wasn't pushed through law by the Buddhists.
That's true. I'm just saying, like, there's got to be a pragmatic reason why we don't tax religions. Oh, yeah, welcome to Anything Cast, by the way. I'm Patrick.
I'm Eric.
I'm Will.
And taxing religion is probably just based around, like, you probably don't pull in enough money.
I'd say it's a cultural thing.
That didn't exist until recently, though.
No.
Like,
dude, churches have always been amassing wealth.
Yeah, the Catholic Church.
Nicer, more humble ones.
Not
don't.
Not in America, but, like, though.
Yes, they have.
The Catholics weren't here for, like, we were a Protestant
the Catholics
founded.
Were the first ones here.
No, they were Protestants. No, the Catholics didn't get here for a while.
The Pilgrims were mostly Protestants.
The Pilgrims were fucking.
And Columbus and all those Spaniards were very Catholic.
Okay, well that
and they were storming over the Americas.
Yeah, if you want to talk
100 years before that,
we are being very USA-centric.
There was no government. Yeah, but there was no government here to tax them for that.
The area we're currently in was discovered by Spaniards.
Yeah,
true.
The Spanish government.
They were the first ones here. This
area
we're currently settled by European Catholics.
And they were French. The ones that were here were French.
And Spanish Catholics.
The Louisiana boys.
But the point being, there was somebody here to collect those taxes.
I guess. If we're talking about America, though, we're talking about the Pilgrims. We're talking about Pride Rock. We talk about the fucking Mayflower. Those boys, they were
and
fucking
also,
what were they? They were Puritans or
something.
Yeah, they're
Puritans.
Oh, yeah.
They went God,
Puritans, Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, can you imagine?
Puritanical.
Yeah, I've read the Scarlet Letter.
What the fuck is
the Scarlet Letter? You've never read that?
No.
Oh yeah, I forget. You can't read.
Yeah, it's true.
What about
I haven't
the Crucible?
Read. What I don't know
Crucible.
What these are. I don't know what
keep saying things at them. The crucifix?
I don't
The crucifix?
The Bible? Okay.
He just said I can't read, dude. Are these all books? Is there a movie?
One
of
them is a type of ornament that Catholics use, but no, the other three were books, yes.
Were they movies too? Can I watch the movies?
Two out of three, yes, but the
Scarlet Letter
one has only had individual stories ever.
Yeah, the Scarlet Letter has a movie. We watched it in school. It's okay.
The Crucible and the Scarlet Letter have movies.
The book
Crucible movie is way better, though.
The book's about some bitch who they're like, you committed an affair, and it's obvious because you have this demon child who, and there's no
father. Wait. I've only read like one book. I'm still learning to read. Is anything like Mickey Takes Flight? Is it a lot like that? Okay.
It is in a way that, in the same way that when Mickey gets in the plane and starts going through the alphabet, the Puritans also go through the alphabet, but with sin.
Oh, okay.
And when you commit a sin, they
mark you.
Yeah, they mark you with a giant letter that the sin starts with. So if you're a slothy person, you get an S. If you masturbate a lot, you get an M.
Oh, okay. All right. That is a lot like Mickey Takes Flight. You're right. That is.
Because she was an adulterer. Was it not?
So, yeah. Like,
It was a big scarlet letter A.
She had like a sex with out of marriage.
Oh, out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she also did.
W for whore.
I think part of the, like, you know, the intrigue of the story, she didn't give over
the second
half of it. Like, she didn't turn in the dude. And then, like, the drama that comes from that, and her being a single mother in, like, you know, uber religious old town America trying to.
And her child's just a fucking demon.
Child isn't like.
That child was rambunctious. That child was Dennis the Menace on steroids.
Well, what the fuck did you expect from him?
He had no
the
father
whole town
figure,
was
dude.
Treating him like shit for a bit, for existing.
If there's one like, thing that I learned about living in Mississippi, it's that a boy needs a father figure. All right.
We're talking can't about fatherless
no,
behavior.
Yeah, can't no absolutely have can't behavior. No woman raise no son. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Hey, you guys want to know a fun fact?
Yeah, what's that?
There are only 119,550 World War II American veterans left.
That's how many?
119,550.
That's a surprisingly
damn.
Large
that's
number.
A, yeah,
actually.
That's
I
so many.
Less.
Well, it was out of
how many World War
One? 16 million.
Well, yeah, I got that. But damn. It's been a really long time.
79 years, yeah.
79 years. People born the day World War II stopped.
I mean, you know, relative to
like,
16
could
million.
Have died of natural causes.
But how do you do? How do you do percentages? What's the?
What do you fucking what?
How do you get a percentage?
What are you asking me? Okay, hold on. Why are you asking me?
I got it. Yeah,
Will just looked
percentage.
At me and said, like, wait, how do you do percentages? You're going to have to explain. Because
I'm going to get the percentage of how many World War One or World War II veterans there are.
Okay, as opposed to, like, how many of them are dead?
Yeah. So there's 100,000.
Okay, you'd have to get how many total?
16
how many
million.
There were all together? Okay,
16 million.
Okay.
So here
so
we go.
So you want your the number of them remaining divided by 16 million.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Oh, is that all you do?
Yeah, or, yeah okay. Sure. Do you need like a fraction? Because we're going to have to change it into a fraction. How do you get a fraction, Will? How do you change a percentage right. into a fraction?
You just
how
put many a line between it.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, sure.
That's right.
Hell yeah, dude. So how many? It was 16 million total, but
yeah.
what was
yeah,
the,
yeah. You do your,
how many are left?
119,000.
550.
Yeah.
What?
119,550.
All right. Okay. While you do the math, Will, how do you do long division?
What?
Do you remember how to do long division?
Oh, yeah.
All
so
right.
You got your number.
Yes.
And you put that outside the box.
That's right.
And
yeah.
then you make your big box and you make it extra long.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And then you put your big number in that box.
That's right. All right. Now, how do you divide that number and do the actual division? So what you've described is how to set up the beginning of long division. Not do. I asked you, how do you do the division?
Oh,
the answer to your question would be 0.747%.
That's
so
not
like
very
less
much.
Than 1%.
That's
so
not very much.
No. I mean, like, no. It's a lot of dudes, but I mean, there were just a lot of guys in World War II. That's all the truth.
74% of 1%.
Exactly.
Gosh,
is how much we have left. Of
now,
World
I was
II
asking
veterans.
Eric. I was asking. We were in the middle of something very important. Well, how do you do the division once you put the numbers in the box?
For sure, you get the number outside the box and you try to figure out if it can go into each number sequentially inside the box.
Yeah.
And if it can't
right,
go into the
right.
first number, you go to the second number
yeah.
and you combine those numbers. And like, say you got like 420 divided by 696,969.
He sounds like he's saying this right, but I feel like I need paper to keep all this
and
shit
then,
on, like in track.
So then you go and
I can't
like say,
keep all the numbers
hold on, hold on, Eric, hold on.
Let's say
Patrick,
four,
put it up on screen. Just do all this on screen.
Let's say 4.20.
Uh huh.
Because now it's a decimal. Mm-hmm. I've decided.
Okay.
That'd be
what are we dividing? We're
There's
dividing
no
what by what now?
4.20.
420 divided by 69, 69, 69, 69.
Okay.
And so you take your box, you got 69 in the box, you got 420 outside the box.
Okay.
You got a big wall between 420 and 69 because we do believe in segregation and math.
Okay.
All right.
Big funny
so,
number. Yes.
So 696,969.
Yeah, yeah.
69.
Yeah. So yeah, then okay. you take your 420 and you try to figure out if it goes into six.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
Does it not? Okay, it doesn't.
It's way too big for six. It'll
okay.
stretch that bitch
I'm glad,
out.
I'm glad you know that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah, that's one way to put that. Yeah. It's the opposite. It's like the opposite. It'll leave her gaping.
She would never recover.
It's funny because I'm now starting to see it because I wrote it down how you're describing this now,
yeah.
and it is actually working.
This is how you like describe log division to high schoolers. You're like, you can
maybe they pay attention.
Yeah. All right. Can you put 420 into 69?
No.
Fuck no.
Way too big.
Whatever the opposite of a hot dog in a hallway is.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
Can you fit 420 into 696?
Oh. You might have an opportunity here.
Oh, you could fit two or three into there. You know.
This is what the podcast is devoted to. Sexy, sexy math. Oh, yeah. How many 420s can you fit into my 696? Oh, yeah. Oh.
The people
I got that third one in there. Oh, I don't care if it's 20 off. Oh, just keep shoving it in.
Long division, but you have to use lube.
Oh, God.
You're going to get 420.
Long division, but it feels like you're being sexually harassed the entire time. I think my math professor's trying to fuck me.
Oh my God. Are people going to listen to this? See, are people going to listen to Will do long division? I don't know. I don't care. That's a good bit. That's good. That's enough of that.
I'm not going to do math for you.
Yeah.
Right. God. How funny and sexy can we make long division? And how long can we keep that going?
According to the calculator, apparently you have to get to the fourth number, which would be the fourth nine.
Okay. Before you can actually do something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad.
And
remember how to do long division.
It's one of those things where because we had to skip so many, we had to move the decimal point.
One cares. Stop talking about long division.
Let it go.
It was a bit of
I'm taking that off of my screen.
I'm a bit impressed. I'm glad you can still do long division.
Glad you remember the basic concepts of multiplication and division.
I mean,
to be fair, that's not the basic. Long division is
like 1.1.
I know, like, but watch this. But watch this. Will, what's 76 times 12?
You said 76 times
12? Yeah, what's 76 times 12?
Uh, 102.
See? See? Yeah. Yeah. See? He can do long division. But yeah,
you turn it around, his brain stops functioning. It's amazing.
What's the order of operations?
That's not even like two times that number.
Excuse
my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah, hell yeah, high five, Will. Hell yeah,
apparently
high five.
Isn't even true.
Hell yeah,
apparently
no,
that's not even how you do it.
My aunt isn't named Sally. Fuck that bitch. That's not even close to her name.
Yeah,
math teacher didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Math is one of those things where, like, the further down the rabbit hole you go, the more you have to throw out the way, way earlier rules.
I fucking hate that about math. Relevant.
I do hate that.
Yeah, math fucking blows.
You know where tripped up in math that ruined my entire career? That fucking minute-long multiplication test.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the fucking YouTube video that's like, does 99 equal 100?
My fucking math teacher...
No, dude. I got into a room with like a physics major and a mathematics major once that were in like my apartment at the same time. And these two
Please
motherfuckers...
Please tell me this was the crack house that you lived in.
No, this was before that.
I wish.
This was when I was with my...
So math major badly. On crack.
This was when I was still with my ex.
Yeah.
Okay, and these two dudes were there. And
they were having a feverish...
Yeah, one of them was.
Wait, was it the physics major or the math major?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Okay.
I'm going to bet the physics major.
I would have bet the physics major hand down. Math majors do not get laid.
Yeah.
It's a fact of life.
Physics majors know physics. So, I mean,
they know the angle at which
they're going to make you come the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're all wrong. Dancers are the best. But anyway, okay. I digress.
Yeah.
But,
we're talking about between a math
yeah, we're talking
and a,
about
okay, we're not
two
saying
dudes. I am a dancer, and
if we're gonna
how
there,
women respond.
Gymnasts are the best. All right.
Yeah, blow yourself more, Eric.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I did taekwondo, ballet, and musical theater all at the same time.
We talked
about
this the last episode.
Yeah.
Like, you can't top
we
that.
We already
combo.
Cracked our nuts.
Yeah, we did. We talked about the nutcracker.
I'm just saying.
The rats were in
one
scene.
Keep going with your story. What about
know.
The fucking, the queer and the,
they were
the guy
like
that did math?
In an absolutely heated debate over whether or not 0.9 repeating
equals one.
And
is
I was
there
just
anything
like,
more like just cringe?
I was like, dude, it's a functionally meaningless debate. Like, one is one, The other one is as infinitely close to one as you can possibly be without being one, and thus is mathematically indifferent from one outside of specific mathematical purposes that belong in, like, the theoretical realm.
I got a good question.
Like, 2 + 2 = 5 people.
I got
like,
a good question,
dude. I don't
dude.
Have time for you.
You I got know? A real good question now that I think about it. Would you rather be stuck in a room for 24 hours with two people arguing, does the 0.9 repeating equal one? Those guys or like a vehement Muslim guy and a Christian arguing if like which one is God?
Ooh.
Allah or no, Yahweh?
The math.
Like just,
I'm going with the one. Yeah.
The math guys because I can tune it out.
Yeah.
You can tune that out.
Eventually it gets to a high-minded enough level where it just goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I don't really understand math, so eventually it just becomes noise. Like,
I know enough about theology to be pissed off the entire time.
Yeah, no, because it's just like, you guys are all just like, going down the same fucking rabbit hole. You're all from the same thing. You all had guys who had different opinions about it at different times and added different information to it. And I don't know if any of them were fucking right or not. Neither the fuck do you.
No, it's a matter of faith.
Yeah,
but like, it's kind of like 0.9 repeating equaling one. It's really more of a matter of faith than anything else, which is strange.
Stop. You spilled faith into my math. Please get that out of there. Like, that has no place in there, please.
Will, get that off the board right there. That's for discussion today.
Oh.
Hell yeah. I got this in the mail. And this is one of my most favorite things I've received in the mail in a long time.
I thought it was that note that says ultimate level of degeneracy.
No, no, that's
for later.
That's for later. That's for me and you later, specifically, when Will's gone.
We'll go further beyond!
The funny thing is, the note above it, which doesn't help me much, says 2 lies and a truth.
All right.
So we'll get to that later.
So this is something I received in the mail, which is like one of the most Mississippi things I've ever received ever heard anybody just do in general.
Okay.
This is the American Values Survey.
Okay.
A national poll. My immediate response is requested.
Do I need to get a pencil?
Honestly, we could do this real quick. I think I've got a pencil right behind me, and I want us to just, you know,
question,
we can go through this real quick.
Do we
want to
be like an anti-American communist bastard or America as fuck?
I've got a Sharpie.
Christian gun owner.
I got a Sharpie. That'll work.
Like, what are we going for here?
All right.
Very interesting.
It's
how
time
we're
America
this.
Heard
we'll
what
do
you
do democratically,
think.
Eric.
Yeah, Democrat. Ooh, we're doing this the American way.
And this is perfect because there's 3 of us.
Yeah.
It's not necessary to answer every question. Please answer only those questions you feel comfortable answering.
Oh, we're going to answer every question.
Oh, I'm comfortable with everything.
All right.
Yep. Let's spit some truth on America.
I think you're going to get like we're going to get like 3 questions in before you realize why I think this is so funny. All right. Question 1. Would you support amending our Constitution to allow states the power to protect Old Glory?
No.
Old Glory?
Yeah, as in the flag, like the American flag.
The normal American flag.
Would you support amending our Constitution to allow states the power to protect Old Glory?
No, that's a freedom of speech.
The states already have the power to protect Old Glory, and doing things like burning it and the like are very specific examples of
all right,
protests.
Well, I'm going to put down yes, because I think we all... Do you agree with the ACLU religious symbols should be removed from U.S. military cemeteries and established war memorials like the Mojave Desert Cross?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Do you agree with the ACLU that religious symbols should be removed from U.S. military cemeteries and established war memorials like the Mojave Desert Cross?
It's a fucking graveyard. Let them have fucking religious symbols.
If it's paid by
the
state, it should just be, you know, a generic grave. If it's paid by the family, yeah, whatever you want.
All right, so I'm going to put it down for yes.
We can't put anything over there. I mean, like, I'm okay with literally everything almost on that level. I'm just like...
Do you think that the government does enough to support military families?
No.
No.
I'm just going to put this down for yes. Do you believe an act... Do you believe an act like burning the U.S. flag is a form of free speech and should be protected?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just going to put us
also,
down for no.
I've always been a little confused by that. Like, and I know that intention is a big part of it, but that's how your flag gets all torn up and ratty and stuff for being up for a really long time. That's one of the acceptable ways of disposing of it.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to put us down for no.
To be
did
fair,
you
you're
know
supposed
that
to
veterans
fold it into a triangle and lay it in a fire?
Eric, I have another question for you, please. Did you know that veterans make up 1/5 of the country's homeless population?
No.
That doesn't seem like an opinion.
No, I can say
actually, you're right. That's not really that doesn't really fit in with these, does it?
That's just a statement.
Yeah, that's just a statement.
That's more of a statement.
Or a question, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
did you know?
Like
is that
did
you, were you aware? Yeah, that's
I mean,
a better question.
True? I mean,
is it true that the... actually, I wonder.
I don't know. I mean, wonder, is that true? I mean, that sounds kind
of
right.
Do veterans make up 1/5 of the country's homeless population? Let's see.
That does sound right, though, right? Like, because...
Nah, I bet a lot of Vietnam veterans are dead by now.
No, more modern veterans are homeless, dude. Happens all the time.
Fuck off, Eric.
Yeah,
that
well,
was a,
fucking
was a
Rambo
great,
taught
no,
me
hold
otherwise.
On. Fuck off, Eric. That was a great joke.
About
how dare
one
you?
Third. As a matter of fact, about 1/3 of the adult homeless population are veterans.
Ooh. I don't know if that's bigger
so
or smaller.
Did we
is
know
that,
that?
Is that bigger or smaller?
This is why this is why the third pound burger failed.
Yeah, yeah. This
because
is,
no. People saw a 3 instead of a 4 and thought, well, why would I pay more for less? Like, you absolute fucktard. A third is bigger than a fourth.
I'm just going to put this down for no.
Bigger than a third.
Do you support or
I'm
oppose?
I'm just going to let you cook on that one. you can do it.
Do you support or oppose schools teaching students traditions like reciting the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem?
Yes.
It wasn't a yes or no question.
God, what was the question?
Do you support or oppose schools teaching students traditions like reciting the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem?
Oppose.
Okay, so...
I'm just going to put us down for support.
I'm
going
to say that I'm fine with them teaching them because that's part of American history and shit. Like, that's cool. And you can even still
no,
do
you
them.
Can definitely tell this question's implying like they get up
I know,
every day.
I know. Well, we did it every day.
But we also know
but
that...
But I could opt out of it, and I frequently did because yeah. I was being an edgy teenager, and I don't think anyone should be punished for that.
Well, the punishment... Like, no, the punishment's more of a social factor. Punishment's more of a... like, if you're the only one out not doing it, then everyone's going to start treating you different.
You wouldn't want to be a non-American,
also,
would
the
you?
Thing about it is I mean, it breeds nationalism.
It's indoctrination.
And it's also indoctrination.
So,
yes,
so I'm just putting us down for support.
Yeah, of course.
Do you feel it is your constitutional duty as an American to exercise your right to vote?
Yes. I do.
Yeah, generally speaking. I don't use it most of the time because I'm... and. One thing I feel strongly about is if you haven't been researching anything or like paying any attention, you can't just like take whatever surface opinion and go like vote like that. You're not helping. You might even be voting directly against your own beliefs. Like, because especially with the candidates and stuff, you go in blind and vote for just whatever Democrat, Republican, or whatever your friend said was the
I was
going
to say,
guy.
You're telling me that when I go into the voting booth and I just tick all the ones that have D next to their name repeatedly, I'm not doing a service to my nation?
No.
All right, well, I'm just going to put us down for yes. did you know that
uninformed
thousands...
voters don't help anything.
Did you know that thousands of young veterans experience serious illness due to exposure to toxic chemicals during their service?
Yeah.
Again, this
I was well aware of this.
Question.
That's
did you,
just
did
a
you
thing.
Know? Were you? Did you know, though?
No. Yes, the American military
I'm gonna put us down for no.
Is fucking a giant industrial complex filled with deadly machines. They're specifically designed to kill things. And, oh, guess what? Other people throw things designed to kill them at them. And there's the fucking hiking and the knee problems and jumping from planes and the hearing problems from the gunfire
this
and
is,
the
this
engines.
This one's just getting fucked. These are just getting fucked.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. It's only fucked because it's
I know
the three
that they're
of
leading
us
down a ladder
it.
Here.
My
I
legs
see what
are
saying.
Spread.
Well, I mean,
get over here.
We're clearly
actually,
going
I guess I'll
down
go over
a,
there.
Yeah, I don't,
we're clearly going down a conservative American route here, and you're a communist, so you better spread those legs because you're about to get fucked like every other communist by every good red blooded American.
God damn,
yes, McCarthy.
What rating?
You take it, Stalin.
I'm just party to this.
I guess McCarthy. So that would be who was right after Stalin?
I don't know.
Khrushchev.
Stalin was dead by then.
Khrushchev.
No, it wasn't Khrushchev.
Wasn't Khrushchev like the last one?
Yeah. What rating would you give the job performance of the U.S. Congress?
A 1.
0.5.
0.5?
Yep. Oh, we're doing out of 10?
Yeah.
Or out of 100?
Out of 10.
one that can't pass. The GOP can't pass a single fucking bill.
I'm just going to put us down for a 10.
Perfect.
What rating would you give the job performance of the president?
Like a 5. He does some things I hate, some things I like. He's been a pretty average president, honestly.
I'd say, like, I mean, obviously we're asking this president then, so, you know, instead of the president, let's say Joe Biden specifically. Yeah, lame duck at worst, 4 out of 10.
All right, I'm just going to put us down for a 1. What rating would you give the Supreme Court? I know you love
three
the Supreme
Court.
I know
three
you
out
love
of
them.
10.
3 out of 10.
Yeah, that seems about right.
But they, but Roe versus Wade.
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10.
I'm just going to put us down for a 10. Do you feel students should have the right to say a prayer in public schools as long as it's not required that all students participate?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At any time, always.
Okay.
Wow.
Honestly, I, in our opinion,
I mean,
think,
don't interrupt the class with it or whatever the fuck, but like, you know.
Time and place.
I think all of us agree that children should be praying constantly.
Let's be honest.
If you believe in a religion, you are always, in America, allowed to pray.
But let's be honest. If you're a Christian and you decide to start praying in public, remember, your God says don't, and you're committing sin.
All right. I'm just going to put us down for a no. Do you feel the phrase under God in our
speak out loud for God to hear you, you fucktard? How, like, are you absolutely insane?
How else is he going to hear you?
Like, you know, no,
what are you
I
talking
mean, like,
about?
Anyone. Like,
oh, okay.
Are you fucking out of your goddamn mind?
I always get reminded
what
of that.
What God are you talking about?
I always.
What is this God that can't hear your thoughts?
I always get reminded of the that one football coach who like prayed in the middle of the field, like every game or whatever.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
I don't even care
yeah,
about
do you
praying
remember that?
Out loud.
That went all the way up. We talked about that, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, there was this coach who, like, every game and, like, right before they started the game, he'd go out to the middle of the field and then, like, pray, like, in the front of everybody. And, it, like, he got in trouble. Like, I think he got fired for it or, like, he, the suit. Somebody
was
stole
he college
the suit.
Or NFL?
No, high school.
High school?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just...
public school.
That one's a lot.
Seems it went all the way to Supreme Court, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that was a lot more flexible.
I did love athletic activities.
Well,
again,
the thing that people were bringing up
bordering on
is like he wouldn't let the kids who didn't pray with him like play very much.
Oh, fuck him.
I
mean,
sounds
I'm
like
all
our,
about
like,
someone
like they brought forth students who were like, yeah, he discriminated against like people who didn't like support, you know, the faith or whatever.
Bro, I've been in some hard times where my agnostic bordering on atheist ass like
Supreme
you
Court
know,
still supported
was
him.
Just like in a room with some people who had some strong Christian beliefs and, you know, someone walked in and said, he's dead. One of them said, like, you know, would you like to hold hands with me while I say a prayer? And I said, yeah, I don't believe jack shit that he's saying, but I'm not going to fucking shit on his parade right after his dad died or some shit. You know,
well, like, as a guy who did that, Eric, do you feel that the phrase under God in our Pledge of Allegiance should be removed?
Yes. And that just goes to separate some church and state.
I'm just going to put us down for yes. Will Eric's just taking too damn long on these questions. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you currently on active duty in the United States military or a veteran?
Okay. Again,
I'm just going to put us as active duty because we're pretty close.
I mean, we go in.
None of the three of us.
Now which of the branches?
We go to the hard places.
Yeah. I mean, this podcast is basically active duty.
I mean, we might as well be with the equivalent.
I think me and Patrick have technically worked for the government before, but have you?
I mean, this is basically a tour in Iraq. What we're doing right now.
I mean,
it's got to be direct.
Nah, ain't no glowy.
At least the city. If it's like the city directly, I'll count it.
Nah, I ain't worked for no feds.
All right, now, in which branch of the military did you serve?
I don't even glow a little bit.
The Army, the Coast Guard, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines?
Oh,
Marine Corps.
The Merchant Marines?
No,
or the Space
no.
Force?
Space Force.
Put
yeah,
us
absolutely.
No.
Space Force.
Put us as Air Force. That way they think we're smart.
No, Space Force.
Space Force.
So
they're way smarter,
unrealistic.
Dude. They're in fucking space. they gotta be way smarter.
We're ahead of everybody.
All right. Now, enclosed is our special gift to support veterans and wounded troops. How much money you want to give them? They've got $10, $15, $25, $35, $50, $100, $250, or other.
I'll give them other.
Okay. Let's put us down for other.
All right. Wait.
Now, that's complete. I'll
wounded. When did... So they just had us complete that quiz and then said, how much money for wounded troops?
Here's a letter that came with it.
You didn't say anything about your charity.
Here's a letter that came with this in the same envelope.
Okay.
When you look at some of the issues being debated in our country this year, it's easy to wonder if our American values have shifted. I don't think so. All bold, underlined, exclamation
point.
Depends
on what you're talking about.
All caps. Time after time, we hear powerful special interest groups claim their independent polls indicate how most Americans feel. Yes, in your heart of hearts, you know their polls are not even close to representing how you actually feel. That's why your answers to this survey are so important. This is your chance to share your common sense thoughts on what's important to you, your opinions and views, your opinions and point of view as a veteran on issues that impact our nation. Please, you and I have already heard from the loudmouths and we're the talking heads on television. Will you help us by returning your survey and your generous gift if you can today? Thank you, National Adjutant of the American Legion.
I don't like about that name.
Would you like me to read this?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I just want to say real quick.
Wait, can you read?
I would totally.
I'm surprised you can.
I can't. I memorized this as Kira told it to me earlier. All of this she actually read out to me before the podcast. Because as we've been over earlier, I can't.
I would just like to make a quick suggestion.
What's that?
That by the end of this, we go ahead and search up, like, real quick Google search, just a organization that helps American veterans. Mm-hmm. And we'd just go ahead and donate them like a good like 10, 20 bucks.
The American Legion?
No.
Sound good?
No.
Okay.
they do not, in fact, sound
good.
I'd like to add an addendum
to that.
I want someone who does, like, you know, provides them with, like, medical care and, like, extra assistance kind of stuff.
I guess the Red Cross. Don't they, like, do coffee and donuts for the active service troops? And shit?
They get more health care.
I think that at the end of this episode, we should say the Pledge of Allegiance together. All in favor? Okay, yeah. They're all in favor. Yeah, they all agree.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'm not scared. You scared?
All right. Now let's see if a communist can read.
Like this communist even knows the Pledge of Allegiance.
We are patriotic American.
Mm.
When you and I are, dude. When you fake
it's
read,
so, yeah, it's so hard.
That accent comes out so hard.
It's so hard.
Do you guys have that? Like, hold on. Fake read this. Like fake pronounce the words. And see if the accent comes out. Because, like, I was honestly sounding like a 1920s country hit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you learn to fake read.
American. When you and I were growing up, this question would have seemed crazy.
My wife put a note on the board.
Oh,
it's our anniversary today.
Batteries. Try to fake read that.
Happy anniversary.
Well, like I said,
happy
I've memorized this actually. So,
well, then try to read it.
All right.
Without your eyes. Close your eyes. You memorized it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Dear American, welcome to this letter that we're writing you today. Thank you so much for opening the envelope and taking a look inside. Did you know that 1 in 5 veterans is dead? They actually died in active duty. That's a real problem that they don't tell you about on television. As a matter of fact, it's the biggest problem facing America today. Am I doing all right so far?
That was the first 5 sentences, exactly.
I think that most of America is concerned about the veterans that die while not being shot. That's like the thing that concerns them is that, like, they were.
Yeah, this problem doesn't exist in Russia.
We love it when veterans get shot.
Like, you know.
I'm trying to continue to read here. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This problem doesn't exist in Russia or in any other country, as a matter of fact. All other countries are actually better. If you would vote our one state party. Oh, that's weird. If you'd vote our one state party into office, we could actually make America. What's this? Oh, it's great again. That's right. Make America great again with the one state party. Please put a unmarked bill into the envelope and send it back post-haste.
Non-sequential bills?
Yeah.
What's that symbol on the back?
That is Oh, that's that Buddhist symbol that they put on that firehouse.
Weird angly cross.
I saw that in Germany one time.
I think it's just some other form of the cross. You know,
I think
like,
so.
Do you know what my favorite... It's just got some little wings on it.
Do you know my favorite part of this letter? Is it that the little Comic Sans PS... Like he had to pretend like he took out a pin.
It's on all of them.
He pretended. Like Daniel S. Wheeler, and I'm going to say his name because it's right on this letter and it's public, you know, public information. So, Daniel here pretended.
Remember, like, this is a newsletter. You're really narrowing it down for those insane, like, you know, 4chan users who, like, track people down with this information.
Hey, man, if you don't want it, don't put your name out in public.
Well, we've got stickers here that say we're proud Americans.
Shit. I actually want some of those.
Okay. You can have them.
Cool.
Hey, you put that on my truck.
I did. Yeah, that's where I got this.
You put it on my window.
I did.
The window. I am a proud American. I don't believe in dick all that this guy's talking about. Well, I probably honestly believe like 40% of what this guy's talking about, but then like the other shit gets really weird after that, and he starts going down weird things. It's like, support veterans, like American families deserve support.
It just makes me laugh. Pretended like, to fake write a PS note.
Do you think this guy cares about LGBTQ representation?
I'm pretty sure he's actively against it. If I had to guess.
What makes you say that?
Yeah, what about this?
What
makes
about
you say
this
that?
Makes you
Why
think
do you
that
assume
he's...
that?
Let's be honest here. The American Legion, I am enclosing a set of beautiful address labels. My gift to you.
Oh, that's sweet. I had to talk to somebody earlier this week about like how Mississippians feel about LGBTQ people. And the best description I could like actually come up with that made sense to like anybody outside of the state was Mississippi as a state works on don't ask, don't tell rules. Mm-hmm. Like that is like the best way I could like come up with like how to describe it. Like you don't ask people if they're gay. They don't say that they're gay, and then they're just a singing man. You know, like
there's a singing. Yeah, them's a singing
I'll tell you
man.
What, if you're gay, then you can go up to ask him.
Exactly. Now, that's right.
I will give one, like, almost like saying allegedly thing as I was like glancing over this. On the off chance, Mr. Daniel Wheeler, that all you're really doing is just funneling money into like veteran support or something like that, then dismiss everything.
Is that what he calls his pockets?
Like, yeah, like if you're not fucking like pocketing this shit, if you're not like, you know, being a complete piece of shit, if you're not like, you know, just like shooting out like conservative propaganda.
Can you look
to
up
get
Daniel Wheeler?
Thing?
Is this even a real person? Can we prove
he's a fake
this
guy?
Is?
He was made by AI.
If he's legit and that's all he's doing, then you know who gives a fuck. By all means, please, like you know,
I like this.
Send a little help.
That says
what's
no,
his name?
I cannot help right now.
Daniel Wheeler.
Yeah.
It was an American Legion.
It is DANIELS. WHEELER National Adjutant ADGUTANT The American Legion.
Okay, yeah. Future Patrick. I found him. He's old as shit.
Believe this if he turns out he's like.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Believe this if it turns out he's a saint.
Actually, he's not. He's not old as shit. Wow, this is just an old video, actually. This is 12 years old. He is old as shit. He was old in this.
Yeah, he was old in that.
He's probably old as hell.
Oh, hey, isn't there like an American Legion? Like in-
he looks like your average.
I gotta admit. If
why'd you
all
say
he
that?
Does is.
Huh? Patrick, bleep that out.
Oh, damn. Wait, no. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't we couldn't say that?
Couldn't say
you're
what?
Right. Fuck him. Fuck it.
Who cares?
No, I'm just confused. Why?
Because I don't want to like stay. Like, if there is one there, I don't want to like. I don't want to bother them. They're probably
okay.
Fine
bleep
people.
The city's name.
Yeah, they're probably fine human beings.
If all you're doing is just trying to get like better conditions for like returning soldiers from the U.S., I don't care how those soldiers were or were not used by the American fucking government. Those guys, generally speaking, are like. The
gay.
Guys who deserve our fucking sympathy. Like,
oh,
you know.
Okay. We were going different directions with that.
Yeah. We okay. love it when they get shot, remember?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I said they were gay.
So that makes sense. Yeah. But, you know, I'm a red blood American. So, like, I
believe
that.
Better
every...
red, brother.
What is the actual percentage of, like, You wear your red on the outside. I wear my red on the inside. That's my blood. You're fucking just like a poser who pretends to be for the people.
That's right.
I'm an American.
He fights in wars in the Middle East.
Yeah.
No, my family has.
I bomb the people I choose to oppress.
Yes. A lot of my family has, though. Yeah. They'll give you some pretty down-to-earth opinions on it, I promise you. I know a veteran who's full-on communist and full-on pagan. Yeah. He went Norse.
But yeah, I know a lot of veterans who are like, no,
I like him
don't
too.
Go
He's a really
the military.
Cool guy.
It sucks. It's shit. And you don't even get paid well.
Yeah.
I mean...
How my dad is.
It kind of depends.
Really like, depends on what you want out of it.
It depends on what you want out of the military. It depends on what you want out of life. And it depends on how fucked your life is, because it's a good job you can get for basically free.
Yeah, for basically... Like, yeah.
If your
not,
life is fucked,
if you're
living
fucked,
in a trailer park... If, like, there's some shit going on... The military could potentially save your life and put you on the straight and narrow.
And honestly, and I just want to point this out. I know they say, like, you know, there's an age limit. If you stay fit enough, I know, and this
they
is,
will sign waivers.
This is a fact. There is a 98-year-old, like, old lady. I don't know if she was 98. She was, like, 68.
I don't
like
know
that.
If she's a lady. She might be. You know,
she was 68. She was significantly old.
Could be a trans woman.
Past basic training. It served the military.
What the hell is basic tranny?
Yeah,
basic
you know what it is.
Training.
You know what it is. I didn't stutter.
Yeah, you're right.
They do basic tranny testing.
I've been down there a couple of times. That's actually why I didn't make it into the military. They put me through that, and they were like, no.
I know a guy whose grandfather went back into the military for Iraq at the age of 68.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, yeah, I know, I know, like, if you're in good enough shape, they'll be like,
if
yeah.
they legitimately think that you could be useful, I'll let you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, he was a veteran who worked on, on helicopters, and he just knew this one type of helicopter that was still in use, like, front to back. They just needed dudes to work on the helicopter.
Like, as far as, like, the bottom.
I feel like, I wonder if, you could go up to him, like, say you're, like, 55, sorry. Right?
Eric's hitting that bong, dude.
Could you go up to, like, a recruitment station and be like, hey, man.
Pass that shit, bro.
There you go.
Can I just, like, load ammo and you pay me to do that?
Yeah, that's the armor.
Yeah, I mean, like, could you be like, hey, look, I mean, I know I can't, like, go be in a desert for a significant amount of time. Like, I get that, but, like, I could load guns. I could do that.
What you could do is you could
you
load
want the
shit.
Military version of loading a truck. Is that what you're asking
pretty
for?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
That's a job, bro. That's a job.
I'm just saying,
everything
like,
is a job in the military.
If you were just desperate enough.
You wanted to clean latrines, dude. Like, they'll give... Yeah, that's a job in the military.
The job you're describing is like an armorer. And the only trick to it is, like, you know, yeah, you can, like, load up magazines and shit like that. But most of what you're going to be doing is checking in and out firearms and, like, other weapons. And you're going to have to, like, know how to, like, clean them and, like, take them apart.
Sounds Kino.
It does sound Kino, actually. I looked into this recently. If you are a armor conscientious objector, they have to give you a job that's, like, nonviolent. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those dudes just get warehouse jobs where it's just like, yep, all right, load these magazines 8 hours a day.
No, I mean, like, yeah.
Clean these guns.
Yep.
I dig it. I mean, I fuck with it. Yeah.
Yeah. You might get medic. You might get guy who loads trucks. And I mean, I was like, not bad. So if you get drafted and you're like, I don't want to kill anybody, you can say I'm a conscientious objector. You have to give a reason, though. You have to be like, I'm a Jehovah's Witness or something like that. Like that's the easy one. You just say you're a Jehovah's Witness. They're like, fuck. All right, Jesus. You say you're gay. That's up there, too. If you're just like, I'm sorry. I'm too flamboyant to shoot a man.
I
could never kill a guy.
I feel like the Jehovah Witness one though might backfire on a little. Like, let's say
get that faggot in here.
Let's say, like, today's age. Let's say you're like an atheist and you go and you get drafted and they're like, all right, you got to go fight. And you're like, fuck, I don't want to fight. OK, I'll just say I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Just think, now you got to go to church every fucking Sunday.
Also,
dude.
What if the dude recruiting
you pretend to pray every now and again?
What if the draft officer's like, what? Really? Me too. And then you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, he's like, which clan you in?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Clan.
I don't know how they
you
work.
Can't. Oh, come on now.
Look, I'm in Mississippi. Everything's a clan.
Oh, wait, no.
I sometimes refer to my driveway as a clan because everyone's related and a family group.
So white.
Yeah. But I stick to a very hard C. There's on a couple that clan of word there. I just want to be very,
don't use the hard
very
K
clear.
Clan.
There's a couple of
ghosts.
We don't
use the
clan.
Hard K. We don't use the hard K, man. We're just a bunch of dudes who are related living down the same driveway.
Sometimes we wear hoods.
We have
got
visitors
any
from
hoods?
All over the place. I'm
got
just
any
saying.
Crosses, any hoods, any ghosts? I know you're all white, so that's already out there.
Sometimes there's ghosts. I hear them making noises like, woo, get them!
I actually think about that sometimes, about like, you know, being white or whatever. And like, you've met my wife, right? Yeah. And, like, my wife is clearly Scotch-Irish.
Yeah, you think?
Like, yeah. And not only that, but she is, like, 4'10", right?
Yeah.
And if you've seen her, like, mom, grandma, grandpa, none of them are hitting, like, 5'3".
Yeah.
Like, they're taller than her.
Tiny people.
But, like, you know, they're all these, like, you know, super, like, short, stocky people from, like, Scotch-Ireland. Uh-huh. And, like, Scotland and Ireland
leprechauns,
area.
I know, yes. I'm aware of them.
And whereas I come from this, like, stock of, like, blonde hair, blue-eyed, 6 foot to
Aryan,
6 foot five Swedish
Aryan
people.
Fucking Ubermensch.
And it's just, like, I'm sitting here, and I'm in America, and I'm married to this woman, and I'm just, like, we're not even the same kind of human.
Yeah, well, it's like
we're completely, like, the only reason we're lumped into the same category is because we have light-colored skin. You are red-haired and freckled.
Yes.
I am blonde-haired and blue-eyed. I am a foot and 4 inches, like, taller than you.
When I think about,
like,
you two having sex...
We are literally two different types of human.
When I think about them having sex,
no,
it's like putting 420 into
pause.
Six.
Why are you thinking about them having sex?
Because, dude, I mean, like, they're height difference.
For a while.
Yeah, I've known them for a long time.
Yeah, but
I literally dated his wife once in high school,
okay.
Like for a night.
Yeah, you
so
guys
I
went to prom together.
Yeah,
so you dated her once.
I went to prom with my
so
wife.
Now you get,
I know, Patrick
now
went
so,
to prom with my wife.
So
that is
weird.
A true fact.
It is. It's
that
a
man
true
right
fact.
Over there went to prom with my wife. That's
okay, man. I took someone else's girlfriend to prom.
Like, without them knowing? Or
no,
like,
they knew.
You cucked a dude
yeah,
to prom?
Dude,
you
dude.
Prom cucked a
dude.
Dude, that rules. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Prom
you
bull
know, and that makes
will.
Sense, because you guys had all sorts of crazy shit happen. I went with my
mother,
ex-girlfriend, the first black chick I ever dated.
Yeah.
And we went as, like, friends, not having any issues with that. We made out a little bit, but then we, like, just parted ways when we were done. Everybody else tried to make that big move on that chick they've been hanging out with for all that
time. Oh, for prom?
Or, like, you know, got into all sorts of crazy trouble. I just hung out and had a good time. And
us, too. We went to Sonic. I think we left prom and we went to Sonic.
Yeah.
And then we went home. I think that was it. I was like, I don't really... You want to know what's embarrassing about that night? Is I was more concerned about my hair than... And the girl I took to prom. And looking
I've
back
seen
on
your
our,
prom hair. It was
I know.
Exquisite.
It was awesome. My prom hair ruled.
Yeah.
But like I
you
was
did a lot.
I
did.
To be fair, she married me, so I mean it's fine. Like,
it took 2 hours
like,
to do that hair.
I don't think I'm like upset about this.
Good. I'm glad. I gotta say, I didn't
I can't
I
wait to let her listen to this episode. She'll. Find
I don't
out.
Believe I even tried to put the moves on her. I was probably the worst prom date in the world.
I don't know. I feel like you probably did at some point. And she just
did
slapped
I?
You right in the dick or something.
Maybe.
Like,
I doubt it. I don't know. I remember that night being just concerned with my hair. I had a bottle of hairspray on me. And I remember I left multiple times to go fix my hair in the bathroom.
You were quite the wild child.
I was. Yeah. That God. Nothing more wild than fixing your hair for prom, having crazy hair.
Please listen to some of the previous episodes if you didn't find that ironic.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a question.
What's up?
How long could you be left in a waiting room before?
How long could you be right in a waiting room?
Patrick, put some vaudeville music behind.
Play me off, Johnny.
How long should you be left in the waiting room before you like got up?
Why'd you turn Asian there for a second? How long could you be
left? How long could you be in a waiting room?
In a waiting room.
I'm laughing, man. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Before you got up to figure out what was going on.
That's a good question. Am I there for like a medical procedure?
Let's say you got a letter in the mail and like it was like, all right, you got to like you either
like won- am I there for a timeshare or am I going to see the doctor?
It's a doctor's appointment.
Okay. God, like 5 hours. I could do it, dude.
Like, because I've been to the ER recently and waited like 4+ hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
right.
Well, let's say this. Like. You get there, and like no one's in the waiting room except the desk nurse.
God, not a single other person.
He started saying a word with an N, and he was just like the
desk
nurse. The desk nurse.
She was black. He saw her in his head. He was just like, man.
Damn, Will. What the fuck? I thought you were a communist.
Yeah.
Implying communists didn't kill so many.
Everyone knows
to kill
communists
the
are not racist.
No,
it's automatic.
It's a guy in a Klan robe. He's just like, you dirty. Death nurse.
They're not supposed to be, but man, Stalin did kill a lot of Jews.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I've got a headache. That was funny.
But like, let's say that, you know, you fill out your paperwork and whatever. Gets up and leaves. And
okay.
Then how long from there?
Do I have to like go to the hallway to like find out what's happening? Like, or can I just go to, you're saying I can't just go to the desk and be like, hey, I've been here 4 hours.
Yeah.
I have to go to the back of the hospital.
Yeah. You're
like
at the point you have
5 hours
before you get up to try to find somebody.
Like 5 hours solid. Like I have sat in a waiting room at a medical place. Cause my phone would have to start running dry.
And like, we'll say, like,
should I just
go
home and charge my phone?
Yeah, we'll say this isn't like an emergency. So like, there's no reason.
Yeah, you're here
to
get like a CT scan. You're not in pain.
Yeah.
You're just, you know, just waiting.
Oof. God, I might cut it off at like 3 hours at that point.
He's going to get up and leave.
Like, that's like, you know, there's no one else in the waiting room.
You guys are patient. I'm like, I think 2 hours and I would be like, all right, what's going on?
I was feeling 2 hours.
Maybe
but
an hour
I
and
feel
a half.
Like I would, after the 2 hour mark, I would sit there and be like, I would get antsy for another hour and then I'd finally get
You'd
up.
Be nervous.
If there was no one else there.
Yeah.
And there no one else walked in the whole time.
Yeah.
And oh, let's make it worse. And you see several people walk out. Let's make it worse. So you know that room is getting
stuff
freed
is happening.
Up.
Yes,
let's
stuff
make
is
it
happening.
Oh,
even
you
worse.
See people leave.
Let's make it even worse. 30 minutes to closing. You're like, surely, am I the last person they're going to see?
Do they leave
You've
me
already
here?
Been here 3 hours.
That dirty.
It's 30 minutes till closing.
Nurse.
And you've been seeing people walk out. Do you stay?
Yeah, exactly.
It's been 3 hours.
Yes,
Will,
absolutely I do.
You have been staying for 3 hours. You've been seeing people leave.
Like consistently,
but they have not called you back. For
yeah,
three
every
solid
15
hours.
Minutes somebody leaves,
and in 30 minutes, they close.
I think I would leave. Honestly, I think I'd start getting freaked out.
I'd fucking sit there. Dude.
I feel like
I'd
get
me.
Trapped there too. Like I'd have to stay and have to think. Like, surely they're just doing this in order.
Ooh, y'all don't have good survival instinct because I'd just be like, you know what.
All right. It's not like I'm in the fucking woods. I'm in a queue at a fucking
no, dude.
You
got people
business.
Leaving like on a 15-minute clockwork timer, and you're the only one there. No one's walking in. Everyone's just leaving. Nah, I'm
all
leaving
right.
with the next guy.
That's
why
I wouldn't
people...
come back tomorrow with a Molotov cocktail. I'm just saying.
Five people leave like orderly. Just you know, five people leave every 15 minutes. Right, 30
yeah.
minutes to closing. One guy sprints out of the back to his car and drives away at the speed of light.
Oh,
do you still
stay? I'm with him. Yeah, no, I'm with him.
No. One guy's just huffing.
The
like,
moment I see him down the hall sprint, I'm up and out the door.
What, even with like the nice music playing
yes,
and like the fluorescent
I'm not
lights?
Waiting.
What if the receptionist still sits there calmly, though?
Yeah, what
if
the receptionist
still there,
came
I would,
back?
I'd get up and look at her and be like, hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey, he was in a hurry! Why are you making a big deal? He had somewhere to be!
Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
You could ask him, but... Yeah. Like he's just like pulling, like screeching tires, like pulling out.
All right, that guy runs away like as fast as possible, and then you get up to leave, and you're like, "Oh fuck, I better get out of here." And then they call your name. Yeah, the doctor's like, "Will,
2 minutes to spare. Will, 2 minutes to spare." Do you call your name right after you see that?
Do you go back there?
Do you go back there, Will? You have waited three hours and 28 minutes. At this point, you've seen people leaving the entire time, and the last person ran out, sprinted. He didn't scream, but he ran, and they screeched tires on his way out.
Do you go back?
What do you do?
It's that dirty desk nurse. She comes and calls your name.
Wait, is she down the hall?
No, she just comes up. She comes up to the desk.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, that's a different show.
She's in entirely different clothes. She's like lingerie.
Oh well, that's the case.
Yeah, she opens
you
like that
back
door,
here,
you know?
Big boy.
She opens that.
I'm a cure what ails you.
She opens that door that goes to the back, you know, like from the side of the desk, and she's just like, "Will, Will." She like looks at her chart.
You know, I actually might.
Yeah?
Just you sit here talking fucks, shit about dude. Me and fucking Patrick over here.
It's true.
But now you're just like, no, I'd go back.
No, it's true. Because it's like, at that point, it's like, all right. You know, I'd probably wait
fallacy.
Like a solid all second right. to all see right. if like something sprinted past like behind that guy.
Like nothing, a shadow?
Yeah, if nothing just... was coming by behind him, I'd be like, okay.
They all take right. you in.
There's no reason to believe this is like that dangerous.
They well. Take you in. They take your blood pressure. They weigh you. And then they're like, all right, can you tell me your birthday? Make sure that it's you, whatever. They're like, all right, in that room right over there, the doctor will be with you in a moment. They close the door. And then you're in there. You're like, okay, it's like 5 minutes, whatever. You're just like playing with your phone again. You're like, all right, finally, I got back here, right?
Right.
All right, you're there for 5 minutes. Then outside the door, you can hear like all these sounds of like just the stuff going on. And then it's just... dead silence.
Dead silence.
Yeah.
You hear a huge rushing as everybody like moves past the door, and then dead silence. And then 5 minutes later, all the lights go off. What do you do?
I guess in this horror movie that I'm in now, I'm finding a weapon of some kind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in
no
a doctor's office. I mean, there's like a scalpel somewhere, surely.
Yeah, no, grab the fucking desktop.
You open the drawer. Yeah. You open the drawer and you look in that big
it's eyeballs.
This is the Anything Cast. I'm Patrick.
I'm Eric.
I'm Jump Scared Will.
All right. See you guys later.